Chapter 6 of the Compendium opens with the claim that it is necessary for God to exist. But we need to understand the claim carefully. This is not necessary in the sense that if A is B and if B is C, it is necessary that A is C. It's not a logical kind of necessity. It's not the sort of necessity implied by the statement, I'm not standing, so it is necessary that I'm sitting. Again, a kind of logical necessity. This is a necessity that's in the very being of things, not in our reasoning about them. So it might be better to understand the claim made by this chapter as God has a necessary kind of being. As a first step towards understanding the chapter, see if you can mine the language that Aquinas uses here and see, does he actually give you enough to define the term necessary being? Come to class ready to say, with language borrowed from the chapter, what necessary being means. Now, obviously, the next step is to see if you can reconstruct the syllogisms, tease out the syllogistic structure of Aquinas' arguments. He gives two arguments, one in paragraph 1, one in paragraph 2. And be prepared for multiple syllogisms in each paragraph, some explicit, some implicit. As we have done in the previous class, see if you can tease out the syllogisms. Now, for a bonus, the second paragraph of this chapter can be reworked into another proof of the existence of God. Can you see it? I'm not going to ask you to do that in class, but see if you can.